Mr. Tate jumped off the porch and ran to the Radley place. He stopped in front of the dog, squatted, turned around, and tapped his finger on his forehead above his left eye. "You were a little to the right, Mr. Finch," he called. "Always was," answered Atticus. "If I had my druthers, I'd take a shotgun." He stooped and picked up his glasses, ground the broken lenses to powder under his heel, and went to Mr. Tate and stood looking down at Tim Johnson. Doors opened one by one, and the neighborhood slowly came alive. Miss Maudie walked down the steps with Miss Stephanie Crawford. Jim was paralyzed. I pinched him to get him moving, but when Atticus saw us coming, he called, "Stay where you are." When Mr. Tate and Atticus returned to the yard, Mr. Tate was smiling. "I'll have Zebo collect him," he said. "You haven't forgotten much, Mr. Finch. They say it never leaves you." Atticus was silent. "Atticus," said Jim. "Yes." "Nothing." "I saw that one shot, Finch." Atticus wheeled and faced Miss Maudie. They looked at one another without saying anything, and Atticus got into the sheriff's car. "Come here," he said to Jim. "Don't you go near that dog, you understand? Don't go near him. He's just as dangerous dead as alive." "Yes, sir," said Jim. "Atticus?"
"What, son?"
"Nothing."
"What's the matter with you, boy? Can't you talk?" said Mr. Tate, grinning at Jim. "Didn't you know your daddy's—"
"Hush, heck," said Atticus. "Let's go back to town."
When they drove away, Jim and I went to Miss Stephanie's front steps. We sat waiting for Zebo to arrive in the garbage truck. Jim sat in numb confusion, and Miss Stephanie said, "Mm-mm-mm, who'd have thought of a mad dog in February? Maybe he wasn't mad. Maybe he was just crazy. I'd hate to see Harry Johnson's face when he gets in from the Mobile run and finds Atticus Finch has shot his dog. But he was just full of fleas from somewhere." Miss Maudie said Miss Stephanie'd be singing a different tune if Tim Johnson was still coming up the street. That they'd find out soon enough. They'd send his head to Montgomery. Jim became vaguely articulate. "D'you see him, Scout? D'you see him just standing there? And all of a sudden he just relaxed all over and it looked like that gun was a part of him. And he did it so quick-like. I have to aim for 10 minutes before I can hit something." Miss Maudie grinned wickedly. "Well, now, Miss Jean Louise," she said, "still think your father can't do anything? Still ashamed of him?"
"No'm," I said meekly.
"Forgot to tell you the other day that besides playing the jew's harp, Atticus Finch was the deadest shot in Macomb County in his time."
"Dead shot," echoed Jim.
"That what I said, Jim Finch. Guess you'll change your tune now." "The very idea. Didn't you know his nickname was Old One Shot when he was a boy? Why, down at the landing when he was coming up, if he shot 15 times and hit 14 does, he'd complain about wasted ammunition."
"He never said anything about that," Jim muttered.
"Never said anything about it, did he?"
"No, ma'am."
"Wonder why he never goes hunting now," I said.
"Maybe I can tell you," said Miss Maudie.
"If your father's anything, he's civilized in his heart. Marksmanship's a gift of God, a talent. Oh, you have to practice to make it perfect, but shooting's different from playing the piano or the like. I think maybe he put his gun down when he realized that God had given him an unfair advantage over most living things. I guess he decided he wouldn't shoot till he had to, and he had to today."
"Looks like he'd be proud of it," I said.
"People in their right minds never take pride in their talents," said Miss Maudie. We saw Zebo drive up. He took a pitchfork from the back of the garbage truck and gingerly lifted Tim Johnson. He pitched the dog onto the truck, then poured something from a gallon jug on and around the spot where Tim fell. "Don't y'all come over here for a while," he called. When we went home, I told Jim we'd really have something to talk about at school on Monday. Jim turned on me. "Don't say anything about it, Scout," he said. "What? I certainly am. Ain't everybody's daddy the deadest shot in Macomb County?" Jim said, "I reckon if he wanted us to know it, he'd have told us. If he was proud of it, he'd have told us." "Maybe it just slipped his mind," I said. "Nah, Scout, it's something you wouldn't understand. Atticus is real old, but I wouldn't care if he couldn't do anything. I wouldn't care if he couldn't do a blessed thing." Jim picked up a rock and threw it jubilantly at the car house. Running after it, he called back, "Atticus is a gentleman, just like me."